Okay, good morning, Mo'adim L'Simcha. We are Masechet Bechorot, Aleid. On Zayin Amud Bet at the bottom, five lines from the bottom, Tarabana. So we discussed yesterday the Mishnah, which spoke about a dag tamei, etc., with non-kosher bird, a fish. I keep on saying bird, but you know what I mean. I mean fish. Every time I say bird, I mean fish, okay? A dag tamei. Right, that we said that the difference between a dag tamei and a dag tahor, so the dag tamei actually the gives birth like a mammal type of birth, like we know, where a kosher bird lays eggs. Now, is that true? I'm not even sure that if I'm going to say that's true. The Mishnah says it's true. I wonder if it's still like that today. If we have fish like that today, that give me, I'm not sure. A lot of these things is what's called hishtanu hatva'im. That's the answer that you give. The teva has changed. Okay, so there's some things in the Gemara at the time, it was commonly accepted science. Today it's not. One of the reasons is Ishtanu HaTva'im, things have changed, I don't know. Absolutely, okay. So now, Shkoch. So the Mishnah says, like the Brahman says, like a Dagma Mashri, it's Dag Torah Metil Beitzim. These are the differences, right? A couple of differences between kosher fish and non kosher fish. Kola Molid Menik. Now the Mishnah Brahman says, anything that gives birth, benik, breastfeeds, right? Suckles. Is that the right word? Suckle? Right? Menik. Look at Rashi. Sheyesh lo dadim. Has breasts. Bechol ha-metil beitzim, says Rashi, the second last line of Rashi, ain lo dadim. Hasn't got breasts. U'melaket pirurim u'mefarnes banav. How does it feed its children? It gathers up. It's a gatherer. You see that with birds today, right? You see birds go and they gather up stuff and they bring it back to their nests. It's the same thing he says. So if it can suckle, it suckles. Otherwise, it collects food. Other than the bat. Interesting that, huh? It says the bat. Other than the bat, Rashi calls the bat.
Yeah. Not a bird.
Huh?
A bat is not a bird.
A bat's more like a mouse, like a rat.
It's a mammal.
Rashi says, yeah, look here. Atalev. That's not a mammal, it's a rodent, I think. Atalev. Rashi says, Kalbeshurit, domel achbar, similar to a rat, to a mouse. I think a bat belongs to the rodent family, doesn't it? But I could be wrong. You know, I'm not an expert. This is one. Adolphanin. Okay, adolphanin. The dolphins. Now, we think dolphins, you know, talking about dolphins. There are some perishing that call this a dolphin. But when Rashi is calling this over here, and what Tosfot seems to agree with Rashi, Adolphanin, parin, veravin. They multiply. They purvu like human beings. Kivnei Adam. You see that? Now look at that Kivnei Adam. You've got to look at this. There's a Masura Shas, they change. Right?
Yeah,
you get there, right? Yeah. Look at that. And that comes from a Gemara in Baba Kama. Nunay. Which means that we've all seen this Gemara, but I'm going to lie to you. It's as new to me as today is. Right? Ala Steve. Right, and if you look at Rashi says, "Hakigar sinan." This is how you read it: "Adolfinin parim rabim mi b'nei adam," from human beings. Now, what is this dolphin we're speaking about over here? Mermaids. Look here. Shim ba adam alehim. If a man has relations with them, mitabrote benu. Right. So the Gemara is like, "So my dolphinin." I was a bit of a spoiler there. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'nei yama. Look at Rashi there, b'nei yama. Dagim yesh b'yam. They fish in the sea. Shechatzian tzurat adam. Half is the shape of a man. Vechatzian tzurat dag. And half is a fish. Ubala az sariana. Serena.
Sirens.
Sirens. That's what we call it, a mermaid.
So the
rest of this. Look at Tosfot here. Hadolfini parimimram. Ken girsa da contras. Because it says mibane adam. Vechain muchach betosefta. Yoladin umegadlin mi b'nei adam. Right, you see that? And so that's it. Okay, and yeah, that's the brighter. So I'm a viewer, so that coach, so the brighter carries on. Kosher beit savi b'chutz, molid. Any animal that has its testicles on the outside gives birth. B'chosher bifnim metil beitzim. And whatever has the testicles on the inside, it lays eggs. Right? Look at Rashi, yeah? Kol min shebeitza zachar gagon chaya ubehema like a wild animal or an animal, we bechutz molid ubar mamash. They give birth to a proper fetus. V'chol min shebeit hazachar bifnim meitlah nekei v'beitim. When the male has got the eggs on the inside, beitim on the inside, the testicles on the inside, so then the female gives birth, lays eggs. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Ain't that can't be right." Ha'amar Shmuel, doesn't Shmuel say, "Avaz v'avaz bar kilaim ze b'ze"? That if an avaz and an avaz bar, a wild animal and a wild avaz and a regular avaz, they're two different types, right? A domesticated avaz and a wild, they mate, and there's kilaim ze b'ze. I mean, we asked the kashya on that one over there. Ma time why? I'm a rabbi. Why? Because it's ze betzav mechutz, ze betzav b'fnim. But yet we see, what do we see? V'tarvayu metile beitzim. So it can't be. We got a case of Yavuz Avaz, Avaz Bar. The one is inside, one is outside. What's wrong here? It goes, Ela kol shezichruto b'chutz. You're right. We're not discussing actually the testicles. We're discussing the gid. Rashi says, zichruto. V'avaz bar zichruto b'fnim. Right? So it's a mod b'fnim metile beitzim. Right, so Rashi says if a vaz bar gid b'vifnim, still be a question though. By the way, how can they do? How can they work? But anyhow, okay. Now the bride carries on. Kol shetashmisho b'yom. Any the animals who have relations during the day, right? Yoled b'yom. They give birth during the day. Right. Is there Rashi on that? Right. No. V'balayla yoled balayla. So animals, the time that they give birth is dependent on when they have relations. Cool. Just by the way, we know that, hey? We know for a fact that eggs, chickens, only lay eggs during the day. That's why you have battery eggs. You have in these chickeries, they have these large, huge rounds where they have the lights on sometimes 24 hours a day. I don't know if it's cool or not, but people aren't happy about it. You confuse the bird, and the egg thinks it's daytime, and therefore they give two eggs a day instead of one egg a day. So you double up on the amount of eggs that you get because the bird thinks it's daytime. So while it's daytime, it lays eggs. At night, a chicken won't lay eggs. Okay? So kotash b'no b'yom, yoleh b'yom, b'lali yoleh b'lala. Kotash b'no b'ayin b'yom, b'lali yoleh b'yom b'lala. Right? Anything that any animal or creature that has relations or during the day or at night, makes they'll give birth at that day or night. Tash b'no b'yom, yoleh b'yom. What's the example? This is a Gemara. Tarnagol, chicken, like we just said. Balayla, you know, balayla, what's the example? Atalef. Okay, the bat. Okay, tashbisho, bam, yom, balayla. Yom, yom, balayla. Who's that? Adam, v'chol, the damele. So it's basically all mammals. I think it says damele. I think it's huge. I don't think it's talking about dolphins, yeah. I think it's talking about, I don't know, anybody give me a note on that? So the Gemara wants to know, lemai naf kamina. Why do we really care? If they give birth at night, they give birth during the day. But unbelievable, nafkin is nafkamina. Lamai nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? Lichidrav Mari Bread Rav Kahana. The Amra Mari Bread Rav Kahana. Right? This is a Gemara Masechet Beitza. The Amra Rav Mari Bread Rav Kahana. And this is we'll get to it, please God. Gemara Masechet Beitza talks about Beitza Shenol de Biyomtov. That's the Gemara starts off. That's what's called Masechet Beitza. It's Beitza Shenol de Biyomtov. If a chicken lays egg on Yontov, can you eat the egg? And the answer is no, it's muktzah. Right? Mm-hmm. But now the question, as far as the gross stuff is, badak bekinasha tarnagolin me'erev Yontov. If you check the nest, er Yontov, even better shmashon. Right? Right? Late at night. Okay, not late, but erev Yontov, right? Velo matzah ba'beitza. There was no egg in the nest. Ulemachar hishkim matzah ba'beitza. And in the morning you wake up and you see, when it said a machar hishkim, what does hishkim mean? Look at Rashi. Hishkim kodem hayom. In other words, you woke up, it was still night, still dark. You woke up before alot hashachar, let's say, before, right? Umatzim habayit, you found an egg, muteret ba'achila b'yom to. Why are you allowed to have the egg? I'll hurry. All right, you're 7 minutes early, right? Right? So he says, you're allowed to have the egg. Why are you allowed to have the egg? Look at Rashi here. Ulmachishim kodem ayom matzav beitzim muteret. The law nolde b'leila yom tov, ele mietmo. It's impossible that this egg was laid during the night. Had to have been yesterday. Why? The time of God, ele yolele b'leila. Chickens don't lay eggs at night. Yatzta, however, so it's a baby, yatzta, ruba muteret, We'll see now in a second. The Gemara said, look at the Gemara. So Amar lo badak yafe. So maybe what happened? You never checked well enough, and therefore it's definitely from yesterday's egg. Valo badak yafe. What did the guy say? No, but I checked thoroughly. I checked. He said that maybe Amar. What will we say? Yatzter ruba bechazra hava. The majority of the egg came out and then went back in. It's impossible that it laid there during the night. Ukrabi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan says there. If the egg, the majority of the egg has left the body and somehow it got sucked back in, choseret, and it goes back in, muteret le'ochla be'yom tov. That's enough, Kamin, we have to know about things being born at night or during the day. Now he says, kol tash b'shov v'iburo shaveh, yoldim u'megadim. There is another halacha comes out of this, yeah? Is that any animal whose tashmish and ibur, right, there are two things over here that are important. The way that they have relations is the same, right? And the gestation period. I think that's the right word, hey? The iburo, right? And it's pregnancy period, right? Yoldim umegadlim zemizeh. They are able to mate with one another and bring up their children one another. Look at Rashi, yeah? Kol tashmishu v'iburo shaveh. Kagon kesev v'ez. A goat and a sheep. We've seen that. Sheshnehem panim kareget oref. They have relations head facing the neck, okay? V'yemei iburin shave sheshohin chamisha chodashim v'yoldin. They both have a pregnancy period of 5 months. Im ba'echad amin chaveiro, if one of them would have rest with the other one, they will have children, umegadlin meinikin, and they suckle each other, right? And that will actually translate, umegadlin zemizeh, they suckle one another, they can feed one another. Then, Gemara carries on, right? There's a Mishra Shita Mekubetet Ya'ot Zayin. Right? A lot of Shita Mekubetet on this Masechet, by the way. We're back to Shita Mekubetet in full force. Zayin. Now look at Rashi. Mishra said like this. Was it Yodin Umagadlin Zemizeh? V'chol She'ein Tashmishan Vibran Shaveh Ein Yodin Umagadlin Zemizeh. Okay? And vice versa. Okay. Now, Hakol Mishamshin Panim Keneged Orif. As a rule, animals in nature have relations neck facing head facing the neck. Chutz mishlosha, except for three exceptions. Shemeshabshim panim keneged panim. There are three types. Actually, the fourth exception, but there are three exceptions that are face to face. Now this is hell of interesting. Baduhain dug, fish. I'm not sure that works, but anyhow. Dug. Va'adam v'nachash. And snakes. Interesting, eh? Now why? Umashtahani tlata. Yatra Abdimi, when Abdimi came from Israel, Amar, he said like this. Amar Rabbi Marav, they say in the west in Israel, Hoyil v'dibra imahem shchina. Hashem spoke to the three of them, to Adam, to the Nachash, and look at Rashi over here, you can all guess what's the third one? Right, when did he speak to the fish? With Yonah, exactly. Shchina, yeah. Look at Rashi, Vayosh Nemar, Vayomer Hashem Dadag, Yonah Perikbet. Now there's part of Mefarshim that want to say that God didn't necessarily speak to that's Rashi, it's Mefurash. But the other Mefarshim, yeah, much about Rabbi Gershom, I read it yesterday, that the other Mefarshim they want to say that it wasn't Dafka, the fish that he spoke to, but Yonah in the stomach of the fish was basically like Batel as a person, and he became like part of the fish, and therefore when Hashem spoke to him, we're actually speaking to the fish. Whatever the case, Nachash, we know from the first Nachash was spoken to in Gan Eden. Another interesting point that comes out of this is that you see that, I read this as well, I'm not making this up, that you see that even though, I'm trying to see if it wasn't Rabbi Gershom, that even though, I should actually get moving now, but anyway, even though the Nachash was spoken to being punished, the fact that Hashem spoke to him nonetheless was a milah for him. So you see, even when Hashem is punishing you in a sense, rather, actually, a bracha comes out of it. Okay, that's a nice bit of musa for you. Chodom wait. Okay. Tarabat Tarigot, let's stream Vechadio. We'll go through this quickly. Chickens, gestation period, 21 days. Ukenegda, so now the bride is trying to go and show you that in nature, you've got animals and you've got plants. And the animal and the plant kingdom have got parallels. Okay? So you've got Eshrim Vechadio, Ukenegda, but Ilan Luz. The nuts, the loose, right? How do they translate loose, by the way?
Almonds.
Almonds. No, almonds are not loose. Almonds. Almond is a shaked. Right? A loose is a gozer loose, or like those Hazelnuts. Yeah. They call it in English almond. In English hazelnuts. Like it's like round, they cut it in half, they're like flat ones. Okay. Kelev, how do I translate English there for a good day? Lose?
It's either what? Lose.
Lose. Okay, very good. That's a novel translation to Oscar. Okay. So we've got there. Then Kelev, lechamishimyo. Dogs, 50 days. Okay. Now Rashi says there in 50 days, Gamra Tsurata Vlad. So they aren't born in 50 days, dogs, but in 50 days, basically, it's already a completed fetus. The fetus is completed.
61 days.
Kenegdo Biran Taina. And a parallel to that is the Taina is a fig tree. Chatul lechamishim v'shnaim yom. The cat, 52 days. If you look at the Shilu Mekubetzia, sorry. He says that there is a svarach in the chamishim yom, kelev lechamishim v'shnaim yom. Maybe the dog and the cat could be the other way around. But yeah, we won't argue over 2 days, right? But either cats are 2 days, 52 days, or dogs are 52 days. Other one is 50 days. Ukenegda rat chamishim u'shtayim yom. Ukenegda beilan tut strawberries.
Mulberries.
Yeah, ilan tut berries or blueberries. A berry. By the way, I heard interesting yesterday. The other day, someone told me. I think it was Howard Abrams. I went on a teal. He said, "Why are strawberries called strawberries?" They used to cover them with straw to protect them. Now they cover them in plastic. They used to cover them with straw, apparently. Anyone knew that? No. Michael seems to have had a vague idea. It's almost got it right. But I mean, okay, well, for all of us here, it's a chiddush. Okay. So if nothing in the Gemara you learned today is new. At least you learned about new strawberries. Why strawberries are called strawberries. Okay. Right? We're going to get into it. Chazir l'shishimyo. A pig, 60 days. So again, I'm assuming that Dr. Rashi said there about the dog, that it's Tzurata Avlad, right? Ukenegdo ilan tapochen. And parallel, there's an apple. Sho'al, the chobinei shratim, so foxes and all other types of crawlies, shisha chodashim. Ukenegdan be'ilan tfu'ah. Now, what's ilan tfu'ah? Look at Rashi, this interesting one. Command Amar, in the Tzechi Brachot, what is the eighth? She'achal adam arishon. Right? There's an opinion there. Chita ha'itah. It was wheat. And therefore, carry the tvua ilan. Therefore, they're calling the tvua the ilan, the tree, the produce of the tree. Even though we know that ilan is not a tree, right? The harvest is okay. Behema daka, tahoras, and now a small animal, like a goat or a sheep, a kosher one, right? Behema daka, tahora, right? Lechamisha is 5 months. Ukenegdan ilan gefen, grapes. Behema gasa, tamea, big, like non kosher animals, like a. Think of what's a behemoth, tamaya, what?
Donkeys, horses.
Camels or donkeys. Okay, or something like that, a big one. Right? And the Shnei Masach, 12 months, Ukenegdo Be'ilan Dekel. And there we have now, there's also the Mesudah Shas changes Dekel and Zayit around. So he says, Esekhoshim Ukenegdo Zayit. And then Tahora, that kosher animal, the Tishafu 9 months, Ukenegda Dekel, palm tree. Right, Hazeev, Vahari, Vahadova, Namer. So these are all like, what do you call them? Animals of prey. Right, like, there's a word in English for them. What they called? Dorsanim. What's a dorsan in English? How do you say dorsani?
Carnivores.
Huh? Carnivores. I don't think carnivores. No, they like attack and they claw. No, we saw that. Whatever. Right? So we got here like, Ari, Vahadova, Namer. So it's a lion and a bear and a leopard and a bardalas. Right, what's a bardalas here? Rashi's here. Bardalas is an afa. But we've seen bardalas before. We've seen bardalas being translated as a hyena or all different hundreds of words. Yeah, we've seen lots of words for bardalas. Vahapil, yeah, also elephant, vahakof, and a monkey, vahakifuf. Rashi's here, kifuf is a kain kof, similar to a monkey, but it's got a tail, and it's called a merkts in Laos. All these are the shaloshanim, 3 years. Ukenegdan b'ilan b'notzuach. Right, and the parallel to them are ilan b'notzuach. Rabbeinu Gershom says here, if you look here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom towards it, Rabbeinu Gershom says, Te'enim chivarta, what types of figs? And then, Afa l'shivim shana. Afa via says, Rashi, mit'aber achar shivim shana shenolad. Right, so I think that that is like a carob tree, but in there, Kenegda. So what's an Afa? The Kenegdo is a idan churab. What's an Afa? A viper. Okay, Afa, viper. Sort of like onomatopoeic, the translation there. Like, sounds similar. Okay, Kenegda and idan churab. Charuv Zeh, now this Charuv we're speaking about, right? B'sha'at netiato ad sha'at gemar perotav 70 shana. The time that you plant it, remember who was it, Rabbi? Who was it? They went to sleep, woke up, found the carrot tree. Choni amagal, right? And he planted the trees. Not for me. I'll probably the next generation, right? V'mei iburo shalosh shani. But it takes 3 years for the actual gestation for the plant actually, whatever ever plant is mitaber, right? Nachash l'sheva shani. A snake 7 years. Ulotor rasha. You see that for that Russia, the snake, we haven't found a friend. In other words, we've got no parallel in the snake world of 7 years. But yesh omrim muchsasim. And there are those who say muchsasim. Rashi says, yeah, min benot suach, a type of a suach, which is sort of the Rebbeinu Gershom trait, there's some sort of white ta'ina fig, some sort of red ta'ina fig, right? But Rashi says, velo benot suach mamash. But they aren't exactly. What? Okay, then the Gemara says, "Minali midi." Where do we know the shot? There's nothing. Nothing. Rashi the nachash iburoshe v'shlim. It takes 7 years for a nachash. So Amarav umatu ba mishum Rabbi Yishuv ben Chanina. We don't know Rabbi Yishuv ben Chanina. Shnei Mar. The Gemara, the pasuk says, "Arura ta mikol habeima mikol chayat asade." You are cursed from mikol habeima umikol chaya. So you are the most. You are cursed from the most of the animals and the wild animals. Imi beheima. Nitkalel. The Magor Abach corrects it to not nitkala, because a nachash is zachar. So imi behema nitkalel michael or koshekain. What does the pasuk say? Mikol behema and mikol chaya. Obviously, if you curse from animals, you curse from chaya, right? Look at Rashi, because it says there sheharei es chamisha chodeshim v'chatu. No, the Mishnah Kabbalah takes out. It says shepechuta yoter min chaya. It seems that a chaya. Min chaya is more pachut, was is less considered than an animal. So if you're more cursed than the animals, obviously you're more cursed than the chayas, right? Now we're going to a mathematical calculation here of how we work out seven and what's a seven against. I'm going to go through it very quickly. I apologize. Okay, I'm not spending too much time on the numbers here. Elomar lecha, k'shem nikala b'hemim michaya echad l'shiva, just like a wild animal, right, is 7 times longer. There, 1 to 7, ratio of 1 to 7, and one of these, umani uchamur michatu. Remember, a chatu was 50 days or 52 days. Rashi tells us over here. Sharei ez chamisha cholashim v'chatu 52 days. Ez is 5 months, 52 days. V'ha'lamidi da mikochaya haynu aru apet inka nichto mikochaya, etc. So basically, 52 times 7 would give you 5 months. Is that right? 35. Is that right? 52 times 5 is 260 something, right? 260. Exactly 260, in fact. And 260 divided by 30, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15,
18. It's a little bit less than
9 months. 9 months. Yeah, we got 1 to 7.
So, 52 times 7.
But Rashi says over here, Rashi says, Yashra is Chamisha Chodashim v'chatul 52 days. So Rashi says 5 months, it's 52 days. But Amida, Mikol Chaya Hainu, Ariu Apadim, Ken Nichto Mikol Achayv. I say, same as would be as, we go Behema. Okay. So if it was a Chaya, It would be only 5 months. We're missing was all ratio 1 to 7, right? Elomalecha k'sheshni kala habayim michaya echad l'shiva, right? We got a chaya is 1 to 7, right? I told I'm not going to spend too much time on it now. Spending time on it is Kieran. Umay nihu chamor michatu, a cat from a donkey. The Rebbeinu Gershom at the bottom says yeah michaya echad l'shiva. Umay nihu chamor michatu, the chatu 52 days. Ubahema gasa tmeya 12 months. Dahanu 365. Shesaya mim 365 days and 52 days, exactly 7 times. That's when it goes from there on the animal to the thing, right? Nishtaru missing left over 16 days. 15 days, Hainu Zman Hainu, whatever, the Khatu, Kahuni Kalam Bahema Tmeya Hainu Sheva Pa'amim, right? So there's 7, so that's 52 days. So therefore, if it's 1 to 7, and the snake is basically, or the behemoth also 1 to 7, so it becomes 7 years. Okay, that's the basic answer there. So wait a second. Maybe you should say, like, there are animals and wild animals, Chaya Behemoth, that are actually 1 to 3. My Nihu, Ari Mechamor, the donkey and the lion are 3 times. No, Kachnikinahu, Michaya, Echat Lishlosh. So, too, maybe make the snake say three times as long as a behemoth. Why 7 times? So he says, Aviad Havanetesha, Kachnit Kalehu, Michaya, Echat Lishlosh, right? The Havanetesha Shanim. I don't know what's going on here. Mikativ Mikol Groza, it does have Mikol Chaya, Mikol Chaya, Mikol Chaya, Mikol Chaya, Kativ, Aruhu, Mibahemish, Kamechaya, Amekashesh, Kamechaya, Chalashot, 3 times, remind you, Ezmi Chatul, so the goat from the cat, Kachnika, that's what Rashi brought at the very beginning, Hunikalahu, Mibahemish, Chalashot, 3 times, Dabalecha, Misayarche, 15 months, was the Ibar Ema, Mikola Bemaktiv, it's a Mikola Bemaktiv, Ibar Ema, Kalahu, Kala, Shedai, Ilava. Basically, we come to the conclusion that it's a 7-year period and the snake is cursed for 7 years, and then move on. Okay. Because if you thought we were interesting discussing strange stuff, now let's wait to see what comes down ahead of us. Okay. Amalek Kesa Rabbi Yeshua bin Hanan. We'll make it. We'll finish your time. Amalek Kesa Rabbi Yeshua bin Hanania. So the Caesar says to Rabbi Yeshua bin Hanania, the Roman Caesar says to him, Nachesh lekama mi'av, Nachash lekama mi'avar umolid. How long, on the back of it, we spoke now about snakes being cursed. So tell me now, a snake, how long does it take for it to be pregnant and to give birth? Amale leshav shana, 7 years. Says, wait a second, v'ha sabe de bay atuna. But the wise sabe, the elders of the bay atuna of Athens, right? That's like the Greek of the Greek philosophers, right? There's a Rashi over here. Rashi says, "Lekama mi'aver u'molid, kama shohe iburo b'mav." How long does it stay inside it for? He says, "The atuna in Makkah they say, atuna arva'inu v'olid letlat." They did this experiment, right? Look at Rabbi Gershom over here. He says, "Yeah." He says, "And the chashim, you know, this care." They did this experiment. You understand what happened, right? And it took 3 years. So he says, no. Obviously, already 4 years pregnant. When they did this exercise, the field was already 4 years pregnant. But how can that be? And if they're pregnant, they'd have relations. Look at Rashi there. He was pregnant, wouldn't have relations. The way the animals and wild work, once they're pregnant, they allow a zachar, they don't receive a zachar. So how could it be? So he says to him, Inu nami misham sheka adam. He says, no, you got it all wrong. Snakes are like wild animals. They are like human beings, right? And what Rabbi Gershom says over here, if you look at Rabbi Gershom, it's about 8 or 9 lines before it gets wide. Inu nami anachashim misham sheka adam panim keneged pari. We learned already before, right? We had three exceptions to our case. One was a snake, a man and a fish. Have relations face to face. Says they like men, but kevan de mesham shei kaanam. And since they like men face to face, like people, mesham shei nami lebatar de mit avre kaadam. They have relations as well, even after they're pregnant, like human beings. So that's what he tells this guy, this kesa. So he says, you know, ha chachime inu. But how can you say that? These are wise guys. Look at Rashi there. Henu sabe v'yardu l'sof amase. They yard lasof. They're very thorough. Thank you. They're very thorough. They don't just take things. They just do things half-heartedly. So he answers him. Anan says, "We chachiminan minai. We clever than them. Do you think they're clever? The sabay did. Actually, we clever than them." So he says to him like this. Now the kaisar, "I chachimit. If you're so clever, zil zechinu veitinu li. Go you there." Have an argument with them, beat them, Zachinu, v'etinuli, bring them to me. So he says, Amalek kamahavu, because how many are there? Right? How many are there? Rashi says, Ezil Zachinu nitzcham, go beat them. So he says, Shittin gavre, there are 60 wise men there in Athens. So Amalek says to the Sadducees, no problem. Avadli svinta, make me a boat. The eat by Shittin butter has got 60 berths, right? 60 rooms. And each one, there's 60 bizrashes kisaot. Each room has 60 chairs. Right? Why? So each room can hold all 60. We'll see at the end of the story why we need this. Two, three, look at it. I'll be honest with you. Maybe we can actually finish up to the Mishnah. I haven't got to the Mishnah. Maybe we can do it. Okay, let's not be too. Okay. Avid, he made in this boat. Kimatlatam. So he traveled to Athens. He got there. Rashi says, Lakrach them to the village where they were. Alle bei Tavcha. He went up to the butchery. Right? Ashkechei lahu gavra. He found this man. The kapashit chiyuta. Rashi says, Ya avid chiyuta. Mechateich behema. Right? The Mishnah Mekubet says, the Mishnah says, Menateich behema. He says, that he, like he was chopping up meat or whatever the case was, right? So Amar lei, Reish chalit hunez, you head for sale. Right? Starts with a clever guy here, right? He says, you head for sale? So Amar lei in. He says, yes, no problem. He says, Alev kama, how much do you want for it? I'm a pocket half a zuz. Gives him half a zuz. Okay? So now, you have to look at the Shittim HaKubetzet. Shittim HaKubetzet, or Dalet, fills in the missing thing there. He says, Amale Havli Reshech, give me your head. So Yaiv Lei Reshe de Chayuta, he gives him the head of an animal. So he says, Amale Ana Reshcha de Chayuta, Amrilach, Ana Reshcha Amrilach. I'm not asked to buy your head of an animal, I'm asked to buy your head. And you sold me your head for half a zuz. Right? Back in the Gemara. Ana Reshcha de Chayuta Amrilach. Amale I bite the shock. Now, as of the deal, you're an honest man, he says to him, right? I own your head. You want me to leave your head alone and leave your head with you? Sagei achveli pitche de bay atuna. Go and come and show me the door to these batei atuna. Rashi says, you're right. Yeah, I'm not yours. Sagei tzod velech nefana. Go in front of me and show me the tree. Amale mistafina. I'm scared. Mistafina, petrified. Why? Dechol de machve lehu. The bach agent. Dechol de machve lehu. Whoever shows them the place, they kill him. It was a secret group, secret place. The 60 men are hiding in the 60s secret place, right? And they are busy learning. It's exactly like our Beit Midrash, right? If you come in, they kill you. Right? I have to. It's unbelievable, this, right? Yeah, the wise man, can you see it gets worse? So Amale, I've got a solution for you. He says, don't worry. Dare kriche de kanya. Carry in your hands a bundle of kanim, of like straw. Look at Rashi. Tul chavidah shel kanim. Take a bundle of straw. V'chimati l'hatam, when we get to this, says Rashi, v'chimati l'hatam, zakof ha'chavila l'aretz. Right? Look at Rashi. In the back of the Gemara, Rashi translates it. V'chimati l'hatam, zakfa command the kamitpach. So stand, if there, command me, Adam ha'omed lafush, like having a rest. And we stop outside, just put the bundle of hair on the floor. I'll know what you're talking about. Azel, they went, Rabbi Shua went with him. Ashkach to Rabbanai Migavai. Now look at this one. They found Rabbanai Migavai. These aren't Rabbanim, right? Not rabbis. Rashi says, yeah, Ashkach to Rabbanai, Orvim. People waiting, like in, sitting in, what do you call it? Like when they set up a roadblock, you know, like yeah, waiting, what they were? Ambush, thank you. Like Orvim, like setting up like guards outside. So Ashkach to Rabbanai Migavai. Remember, Batrai is outside, like brighter, Gavai inside. Ashkei drabana mi gavai v'drabana mi barai. Inside and outside, there are guards on the doors on both sides. Rashi says, Ashkei drabana mi barai shlo yetzeh echad min atzkarim lachutz. Guarding the elders, they can't leave. And mi gavai shlo yanichu l'adam nikas. And on the outside, there shouldn't anybody else come in. Now look at Rashi quickly. V'chichazu henich sabay kare da'ayle katle. Right? V'chichazu henich sabay kare da'ayle. Right, because this is the Gemara now. But Rashi talks, let's read in Rashi. It'll be easier in the Rashi. We'll go back to the Gemara. It's like this. When they see, when these Sabim see, Kare the Aile, Kare, like foot, feet, going out, the Aile, Katle Lehu, Kare the Aile, coming in, sorry, Katle Lehu Le Barai. They kill the guards on the outside. Sheita askufat acheder. Look at this. Rashi says, "Yeah, on the doorstep, on like on the doorstop. What do you call it? The askufat, like on the patio. Acheder avat was thick. It was wide. In other words, v'shovchin subin or afar. They pour there like barley or afar alea or dirt. V'nikeret ba psiot adam. So you can see the people's footsteps. But you can see if someone's been walking there or not." Obviously, when they're about to leave to go, they probably sweep it up. Or when they come in the morning, they put it new fresh. It's like fresh, you can see. V'chichazu kared al, they see footsteps coming in. Katan shomrei barai, they kill the guards on the outside. Ki henichu ravok, let the guys come in. V'chichazu kared nafke, they see footsteps going out. Katan gavai, they kill the guards inside. Shehinichu, let them leave. Look at Rashi now. This Rashi, I don't understand this last time. Vashomim lo ayu horgim shum adam, elim ke nichnas kul lifnim al korchach, o echad yotze kul luchot. I don't understand that. Rashi says, and the guards wouldn't kill you unless you came entirely in or entirely out. I'm not exactly sure what that Rashi means. But anyhow, it doesn't affect the story. Okay, now let's back to the Gemara. Dichazu karid ala katler, marib nafkin katler, logat. Apchad, so what do you do now, Rabbi Yoshua? How did he trick them? Apche, le sandle. Look at Rashi. He turned Rabbi Yeshua to Sunday. He turned his shoe around. Va'amad la iskufa v'nir'et psiachat nichneset u'psiachat yotza. So the one shoe he had it facing this way, one shoe facing the other way, and he stood there. And now there's one footstep going in, one footstep coming out. Right? What? You see what's going on? So now it looks like a guy left and a guy's going in, because there's shoe steps in both directions. Remember, the guards, they kill the guards if you let the guy out, and they kill the guards if you let the guy in. So now the wiser people see footsteps in both directions. They think it's guards. Two people are here.
This translates as just going different. Outward in one direction, the other way.
No, what Rashi says. Rashi says, one going in, one going out. V'dachfuhu ashomri, and he pushed the guards. And then quickly left. And they saw this. It's like two people. One going in, one going out. They killed all the guards. They said, you let guys in, and you let guys out. There are no longer any guards there. Rabbi Yeshua got all the guards killed. This is like a Raiders of the Lost Ark, right? And he goes in. Now, gotta get late. I thought we'd have so much time. Okay, now the story starts getting, but now he actually gets in. Zakfa Kabana Kamitpach, Azir Shah Rabana Megai, Rabana Mibrai, the Tachazik Rabana Katal Lebar, the Afghan Kalahai, Abkhara Sunday, so Kara Gai, Abkhara Sunday, Katalahad Kule, Azal Eshkach, Yeruke Melia. Now he arrives there and he sees that the youngsters are on the seated above, on the podium. Look at Rashi, Mil'el, Ba'aliyah. Ula Haranik, this is especially done for bad purposes, right? This is done to mislead people. If you say hello, you greet the youngsters on the top first. And the older guys at the bottom are going to kill you. We're the old ones. You shouldn't have given them. You should have greeted us first. If you greet the elders first, the youngsters kill you. We're more important than them. Right? Amrei says, so now he says to himself, "Bimarashcham killed the Iyav Nishlom Elahani Katleli." Sabre Anan Adifan. They'll say, "Anan Katchi Vekvei Vinu Dekrarke." The younger ones. So what did he do? Amar Shalom Aleichu, peace be to all of you. Never took chances. He said hello to all of them. Right? Amrei, they said to him, "My Avirach, what you doing here?" Amar Lehu says, "Chachimir Yudaya, one of the Jews, the wise men of the Jews." But in Lemigmar Chachmatim Nechla, I came to learn the wisdom from you. They said, "Okay, Iyachi, good. If that's the case." Rashi, the chachmir at nibay animimech. We'll ask some questions. Nibay lach, amalem, lecha, go ahead. Izachiti nibay. This is the deal. If you beat me, izachituli, if you beat me, call, challenge me to this logic test. If you win, call devitu, I will agree with what you want to do. Ava izachilu b'chum, if I win, ichlu gabai besfinte, come eat with me on my boat. Okay? Get an idea now. Who gavra da azilu bayi atata? So he says, fine. This is the first question. Who gavra? There's a guy. Da azilu bayi itata v'lo yavle. He asks a woman to marry her. They don't give him his hand. Now, my chazilei da azil heche demidlu minay. Why did he think that he could, if this woman wouldn't give him? Look, Rashi says, yeah. Demidlu minay. Shemiyucheset min harishona v'shelota harayesh lo lilmod lehoil v'lo natu lo et harishona. Of course, again, he went and asked a woman from a higher class, a better, more sort of classy woman. Where was he? What was he thinking? If the first one said no, obviously the second one's going to say no, right? So he shakal sichta. He took a knife. Truth is, you need Rabbeinu Gershom here, but what I'm reading to you now is how Rabbeinu Gershom translates it. He says it's a fourth line of Rabbeinu Gershom, rather than if you were to follow it, they're very wide lines. He says, Shackles, he took a knife, or Rabbeinu Gershom says, a yeted, a peg, right? Datsa le tatai lo'al. And he says, Na'atzabakot le tatai ma'akom shekeneged even shalem haya nekev lo'al. He stuck, tried to stab it into the wall in the middle of a block, and it wouldn't go in. He went high up. Bein Evan Evan, in the place between the stones, or over the stones, and there was a hole there, and it went in, Samar, and there was the low one, didn't work, the high one worked. He said, hi, Nami, so too. Mitrova Muzzle, this has got muzzle. Who knows, the first one didn't work, maybe this guy's got muzzle, and the second woman will accept him. Next question. Gavra de Ozi for tariff. A person who lends money to somebody. Yeah, Rashi says, yeah, Gavra de Ozi for tariff. Very first wide lines of Rashi. Shehilva ma'ot lechaveiro, right? And if Rabbeinu Gershom adds in there, velo nifrimenu ele bekoshi shtraflucho bebeitin, he had to go to Beitin. Litrofia means he had to go basically and take back land. The guy he lent money to, never paid him back, he had to go to Beitin and go to the person who he had sold land to when he had a lien over. Remember, he was milveh on karka, and therefore the karka was obviously his. And he went, he had to go into huge expenses, he had to use lawyers to go and get his money back, right? So my chazed har orzi. Why would a guy like this go and lend money again? Rashi says, yeah, lachrin of Eloni Tiasim. He had already been basically put off by the first one. Why would he lend money again? So the same answer here. He says that Milo says to him, Gavra azel agma. Right? So he says, my chazed amar lehu said to him, Gavra azal la agma. Look at Rashi, yeah? Le yar. A person goes into a forest. Katal kama. Right, katal kama tuna, velo matziba. He cuts down lots of trees. Chavila rishona, velo matziba el harimu ashichmei. Couldn't care too heavy. Hadar katlu malachin avay. He goes and cuts down more and leaves him with the first one. Says Rashi, right? Told the tzrich siua, right? And he waits basically. Adi drama inish madilei. And when a guy comes, so he carries them all together. So true. This guy, the first one he lost, the second one he make. He figures he'll find a good guy and he'll get his money back. Okay. Third question. Amula Emelan Mili de Badai. Now the Shuda Bekubetzet here says that the Yuda over there, he says, Emelan Mili Dichdi. Just stum thing. He says the Badai. Rabbi Gershom says here, the Badai. He says is Mashlim Dichdi Meshalim Shel Kazav. Like false Meshalim. What are Meshalim? Like a Mashal? Parables. Some sort of like rubbish. That's nonsense.
Divrei Ruach.
Right, okay. Where is that? They translated Divrei Ruach. Who's that? Rashi says that Divrei Ruach. Yeah. Fourth var la Rashi mile dichdi, Divrei Ruach. Lishnachel mile dichziv, Divrei Kazav. Okay, nonsense. So he says to him, Milcha, salt. Kisaria, when salt goes off. But my malchila. How do you salt to preserve salt from going off? What do you use to preserve salt from going off? So Amar Lehu. Right? So he answers, they ask him a question. What do you say? He says, Amar lehu besilta techudnita. He says, you use silta. Rashi says, yeah, silta is the shilya. The shilya, the embryonic sac, right? The placenta of a kudnita. Right? What's a kudnita? A kudnita, I saw it here translated. Hold on 1 second. Kudnita, where was it? What's it there? Where are they? Rashi translated, yeah, Amar Sham, Bekudnita was a pirda, saw somewhere here, right? Was Rashi translated a kudnita? Okay, what are you translated? Yeah, Rashi says, yeah, prida. Here we are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines, Rashi, wide lines. Kudnata prida. Like a female mule, right? Now we know that mules don't have children, right? They're sterile. Well, we did see one thing more that is very rare. As a rule, they're sterile. So he says, yeah. So now they say to him two things. What? Umi'ika silta de kudnita? Right? Now they say to him, Umi'ika silta de kudnita? Is there such a thing as a silta de kudnita? So he says to him, Umilcha mi sarai, what a consult go off? Right? Okay, next question. Badeilan bitter ba'avira de alma. They say to him, build us a house in the world, in the airspace of the world. So Amar Shem, and look at the Mishnah Shas, the Shida Mekubetzet Yud Aleph. He says there, Amar Svara Acher, Shem HaMefurash. He mentioned God's Mefurash name. Tale Bein Rakira. He suddenly ascended, was hanging suspended in there. Amar, he said to them, Asikuli Livni Vatina, bring me bricks and mortar. Right? So now, about a Gershom over here, it says adds in velo yachle, and they couldn't do it. Okay, metziate de alma hecha. They say to him, "Where's the middle of the world?" Zakfa leitz bate, points his finger. Amalehu hacha, he says, right here. So Amalehu mi yeimar. Right? So he says, and how do we know that that's the right place? So if you look there, Shuta Mekubet says, yeimar amalehu aitu. So he says to them, aitu ashto mashi, bring us ropes and we'll pull them out, we'll measure. Right? Right? Another one. Itlan bira bedabra. I say to him, there's this bira. Right? Rashi says, yeah, bira, a bor, right? There's a well here. Where's it? Bedabra in a village. Aile lemata, bring it to the city. Amale, afshululi chavle, mifare. Bring me ropes. Right? Mifare. Asuli chavrim, Rashi says, misubin. Vim ein chem osim. And if you can't do this, if you can't bring me these particular ropes, I can't do what you want me to bring. Right? I'll bring it. Itlan reicha de chavira. So he says over here, there's this rechaim, right? What's it? Like a mortar, like a mill, thank you. The tavira that's broken. Right? Chayte says, fix it. Chayte vini like from a chayat, like a tailor, like sew it up for us. So he says, no problem. Amar. Kruchuli mine garde v'ichayte. Look at Rashi, yeah? He says to him, Kruchu. Kruchu, the middle of Rashi there. He says, Hotziuli mimena chutin, bring me strands from there. Kederech nashim shemotin chutin, I beg it, they pull from the clothes. V'tofrit, and I'll sew it with that. No problem. Right? So obviously, I don't know, they can't seem to do these things. Mashra, he said like this now. We've got Mashra de Sakina. Rashi said, what's a Mashra de Sakina? Aruga de Sakinim. And Aruga is like a trough of, like where they grow, like a row of growth. Right? So you've got an Aruga. What's the word in English in Aruga? Like a row, planted row, right? But this is a row planted full of knives. Aruga de Sakina, they say to him. Right? Mashra de Sakina, b'mai katle. Right, look at Rashi. B'mai kotshirute. How do you harvest a row grow of knives that have grown in knives? So he says to him, no problem, but karna de chamra, with the horn of a donkey. I said, well, mika karna chamra, is there such a thing as the horn of a donkey? So he says to them, well, mika mashra de Sakina, with the rows of knives? I too late tray bed, bring him two eggs. Said to Amale, hide the gasta. Right? Rashi says, yeah, zagta is a tarnagolet. Right? So hide the zagta. Which tarnagolet uchmiti vehe zug de zagta chivardi? Which is black and which is white? Which chicken is white and which chicken is black? So I tilei hu ihu trei gvina. He brings them two things of cheese. Amale says to them, hide is a uchmiti vehe is a chivardi. Which of the goats is white and which of the goats is black? That was a stupid question, right? Verutzutza demit. Now they've got an interesting question over here. A ritzutza demit. Rashi says, a froach shemet b'tibadu, a bird egg, baby egg, a chickling died in the shell. So they ask him a question, right? Betoch beitza, right? Mehecha nafak ruche. How did its spirit, go out? Because the egg's still fully closed. So he says to him, mehecha da'al nafik. How did it get in? Right? Achvelei mana, they show him over here like a kli. Delo shave chavile. I know there's achvelan. Show us a kli, some sort of utensil. Delo shave chavile. It isn't worth its damage. This is an interesting question, this actually, hey? Show us a utensil. It's not worth its damage. Right? So I too, budia. Right? Rashi says here, budia machatzelet. I'm not sure I understood this so clearly. They brought him like a mat. Right? Pashtu, and he spread out the mat. Lo have Lo have ayil batara. Didn't fit through the gate. Look here, Shaya Aroch, Verachav Yoter Mina Petach. It was too wide. Amara, he said to them, Aitu Mare. A shoyab, like a hammer or a pickaxe or something, sit through and he smashed down the door. Look at Satru Petach Abinyan Vakotla Shikanes until the mat would fit in. So he says, Hainu Mare, Lo Shave Chavile. This is a clear, it's not worth it. Because look, the wall, to rebuild the wall, etc., etc., right? Yeah, I think we should end up over here. Yeah.